Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for High Velocity Radio.
Welcome to the High Velocity Radio Show, where we celebrate top performers producing better results in less time. Stone Payton, Lee Cantor here with you this afternoon. Lee, this is going to be a lot of fun. We get a chance to meet and introduce someone that we don't know very well just yet. And we get a chance to bring an old friend back to the Business Radio X microphone. Please join me in welcoming to the broadcast co-founders of RoomsDone.com, CEO Steve Youngblood and CMO Caroline Dunn. Welcome to you both.
Welcome and thank you. Sure. Great introduction.
Thanks for having us.
Well, Steve, can you talk a little bit about RoomsDone? What are you doing for folks?
Well, RoomsDone is a company that Caroline and I founded late last year. Mm-hmm. We help hotels automate their housekeeping staff, ensuring that that the housekeepers get done what they need to get done faster and better.
Now, how'd you get into this?
Well, we got into it because last year we noticed through feedback we had gotten from both friends in the industry that they were working off of paper boards and it was failing. And so Caroline and I got together, talked about some of those problems, and came up with the idea for our product, which is a mobile application that helps automate them. And then went back and tested the ideas later. And what do you know? People are going, oh my gosh, when will you have it done? And so we did. We got to it and got it done.
Now, where were you working in the industry? Like, how did this even get on your radar?
It got on the radar through a close friend of mine who had described the problem some time ago. And it just piqued my interest. You know, Caroline and I have worked with technology for a long time. And, you know, anytime you hear about a process that's paper-based or doesn't work or right. compliance, you immediately...
You start drooling.
Right? You start drooling. Or you see those big dollar signs over right. the top of your head.
We can fix this, right?
And, you know, we live in a great time with good tools that can help you get things done quickly. And immediately we thought, hey, let's ask some more questions. And immediately it's like running... I would say running down the rabbit hole, but we all know that's not a good thing. But you start seeing that there are problems after problems. And so we started testing some of those theories and asking other people in the hospitality industry, hey, is this what you see? And when you see four or five heads going in the same direction,
right, they're all nodding.
Then you go to 10 and 20, and that's how we got going, recognizing.
So you started actually talking to people that run hotels and to understand what their challenges are, how we're now, and things like that?
That's exactly what we did. Problem is in this industry, is the people who run the hotels also talk to people who own the hotels, and then they potentially have investors
right.
that own the hotels. Mm-hmm. And so there's a myriad of people that you have to figure out if they are willing to spend the money for the problem that they have.
Because it's not the investor's problem, right? It's the guy who runs the hotel's problem.
Well, it ultimately ends up being all their problems.
Right. But do they see that pain?
You know, some do, some don't. Mm-hmm. It's not, sometimes they actually have to go back down and say, hey, do we have this pain? Yes, sir, we do.
Because
yes,
it's ma'am, so removed from, you know, the person maybe at the top of the pyramid.
That's exactly right.
But they've all probably experienced the challenge as customers.
That's exactly right. And really, that's where our challenge comes in. Sometimes building the software is great, but selling it is the other problem.
That's why you got Caroline.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Well, welcome, Caroline. How did you get involved in this?
Steve and I worked together at our last company. Mm-hmm. So I was head of marketing at a software technology company. I've been in technology, wow. So since college, I was electrical engineering major at Georgia Tech and loved technology. And Steve and I started talking one day and you know what? Think about yourself. Think about the last time you stayed at a hotel and you walked down the aisle and there was a cart, you know,
yes.
and you saw a housekeeper, you know, knocking on every door, having no idea which room to clean, what they were cleaning, what they were doing, why they were doing it with no real strategy in mind and thinking, I need to be, you know, hey, that person's room needs to be cleaned next or this and that. And there was no logic. And I was thinking, I'm in technology. Everything is automated now. Think about Uber. Think about, you know, everything is, you know, on tablets and everything is real time. Why are these people working off of a clipboard and a piece of paper and just kind of cleaning rooms, you know, willy-nilly here? And so when he pointed out the problem, it was really obvious to me that technology could really help here. And we've automated everything else
Right. Why not this? Now, neither one of you were in hospitality industry at all. So this is your first kind of venture in the world of hospitality?
It is.
Well, no, don't be so modest, Steve.
I mean,
Steve is a connoisseur of hotels. Steve, I know you're supposed to be asking the questions, but Steve, tell me how many hotel managers or owners did you interview prior to launching this product?
I spoke with over 350 general managers and ownership entities, including some at the franchise level, i.e. these brands you see, like IHG.
So you went to actually the person that's the boots on the ground.
That's exactly right. I'm staying in your hotel. Hey, can we have a meeting? You'd be surprised how many people will take your call. You know, normally in sales, you get rejected all the time.
Right.
And I give them a little hook, and the next thing you know, hi, I'm the chairman of some big brand.
Right.
My gosh, they're meeting with me.
But this is an interesting lesson for other startups and entrepreneurs when they are doing this. You know, they do have a great idea. They may think they have a great idea, but you don't know for sure, no matter how great it is, until you get that kind of intel, right?
That's exactly right. And in our case, we've built a product that isn't that typical B2C where you'll use search engine optimization to get your customers. We have to actually go knock on those doors. And now that we've knocked on them, built it, you know, close to what they want, we're trying to fill out the rest by getting it sold and finding out what people want. We're going through the pains of getting started, which is getting those first customers, getting them using it, using them as references, and then starting to, you know, hit the road with all the right things instead of 80% of the right things.
So when you sell this in, are you selling it kind of one at a time, or are you trying to get up as high as you can to get it through, like you mentioned, IHG, like through a large entity like that that's in charge of tons of hotels?
I'd say, wouldn't you say, Caroline, it's right in the middle? We're looking for those people that own hotels, but perhaps multiple brands?
Yeah. I mean, we're attacking on all fronts right now. So we're starting with a few beta customers. Boots on the ground. Let's see this in action. And really, ultimately, you know, we could see ourselves being a brand standard.
Right. And so, but you're not going to the franchisor necessarily. You're going to maybe a cluster of franchisees.
Yes.
And so those have, that's a challenge unto itself, right?
It is. But the good news is if you look at the core part of the market, they call it select service.
Mm-hmm.
It's your Marriott Courtyards. It's your Hilton Garden Inns. There's around 200,000 of those hotels around the globe that represent around 20 million rooms.
Right.
And so, and they're mostly big brands, you know, Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn. And so there are lots of those to go after. And typically these ownership groups might own anywhere from 10 hotels to hundreds.
Hundreds, right. And they have get-togethers where they all hang out together, right?
They did. And the largest get-together just happened week before last up in Toronto.
Did you get a chance to go there?
One of our people went there.
Our business development person went.
So how do you attack a show like that? Because that must be interesting.
You have to have somebody who is already in.
Right.
So our business development person, she has 30 years experience in hospitality, and she is a speaker at the conference, and she's well known, and she evaluated our product and gave us her honest feedback honestly was, this is a game changer. So she bought the product on the principle of what we told her. And so she's out there doing our business development and knocking down doors, but she's got a lot of credibility in the business. So really it comes down to credibility. And after 30 years, she's got some.
So she's an influencer in the space. And how were you able to attract her to your team?
Well, fortunately, Caroline is also, she's a bit humble herself as well. She's the president of the Wireless Technology Forum here in Atlanta. And she had had this person come over and speak and spearhead a forum, a discussion at one of those meetings last fall. And it just came about that on the way out the door, I happened to say, you're a pretty interesting person. Let me tell you what Caroline and I are up to on the side. And she immediately said, oh my gosh, you're kidding me. We need to talk. And so that turned into her, not just us picking her, she picked us.
Right.
And this is an industry starved for new technology. They also move slow because, you know, perhaps there might be tens of thousands of hotels in a brand.
Right. And it's hard to make that pivot. Right?
It is. And it's hard for all the owners to make pivots. And they're a little bit slow in integrating third-party applications, much like Salesforce.com.
Sure.
They envision a world where third parties come in and write on top of their platforms. unfortunately, unlike Salesforce.com, you have this stretch between the franchises, the owners, the management groups, and then ultimately the operators of the single hotels. And so they can't move as fast. And that's what Caroline and I also are looking to bring to the table, which is a way to bring new SaaS-based, mobile-based, perhaps IoT-based applications to help automate those components of the hotel industry and help them be just as quick and innovative as your other well-known standard industries out there.
Now, when you're communicating the solution you have, do they see the pain as painful as you guys see it?
Absolutely. Oh my gosh. It is, you know, we've seen GMs, their eyes light up. We've seen head of housekeepers say, is this available now? How do we get started? We've gotten great reactions from boots on the ground.
What's your solution is a kind of a digital version of the clipboard? Like what things does it do better than the clipboard?
Why, thank you for asking. Our application is Tidy Hotel. It's available on iOS and Android right now. Anybody can download it. It's actually two applications. One is for administration and admin, which would be like a head of housekeepers or supervisor app. And then there's an app for the actual housekeeper. They can download it. They have credentials. They log in.
Do they log on their personal phone, or this requires the hotel to now have a bunch of tablets or something?
That's a great question. So most housekeepers have personal phones, and what they want to do is they want to get on the hotel's Wi-Fi. And so in exchange, the hotel will give them a Wi-Fi password so they don't have to use their own personal data. So it is their phone, but they aren't using their personal data on it. And then this is very few and far between, but there are a few housekeepers out there who don't have a smartphone, so they can borrow an iPod Touch from the phone. So some hotels, they'll have them check in and check out the iPod Touch at the beginning and the end of their shift. And essentially, as a housekeeper, you open up the app with your credentials. It knows who you are. And you can see a list of rooms in the order of which you're supposed to clean them, and also what type of cleaning you're supposed to do. You can mark the room complete. You get training in the app as well, pictures of how the room is supposed to look like. We're hoping to go to video someday. And then also you can log a maintenance request. Oh, this light bulb is out, this, that, and the other. And then that goes into a maintenance queue for the maintenance group.
It'll update, like if the customer says, I want extra towels or whatever the specific need is, that kind of shows up on their list as well?
Yes, absolutely. And also, we've got hypoallergenic customers, no feathers, no this, no that, pets, all that crazy stuff. Yeah, it's all customizable as an admin and putting in what you want them to do. So really, it's in the end, we hope to create better customer satisfaction in that they'll get what they requested because they'll finally get to the housekeeper instead of manually writing down something.
And then at the end of their shift, then you see what had been done or what the app was, right?
Right now, it's at the end of the shift with our app.
Now it's real time, right?
That's, you know what's also cool about that is that many times that administrator who's the director of housekeeping or perhaps it's a front office desk person says, oh my gosh, the folks from Business Radio X are coming in. They want this room. We got to get that one ready. Mm-hmm. Now, in the past, in paper, you had to say, hey, call the guy, director of housekeeping, and tell him to go find the right housekeeper to get the right room done.
Right.
Because they want to keep you happy. They also want to keep those rooms moving in turn because that's essentially their inventory is a clean room. Now it's real time. I can go to my app, move up that I know you like 301, you like 210.
And then just pop me at the
drag
top
and
the
drop the rooms into new order.
Make them urgent, move them to the top of the queue. And now the housekeeper, instead of going to one room, goes to the right one.
Right.
And gets it done so it's ready to go so that when you guys show up, it's there. Now, today it's all paper-based.
Or the housekeeping manager has to run up and down the halls, look for that housekeeper, hope that they're next to their cart, and then pull them off whatever they're doing.
Go over
here, and it's all very manual. And they've logged a lot of steps on their Fitbit, so that's good.
So it does it connect to your Fitbit?
There's also the problem of language. Mm-hmm. So today, if you look at the people who work in housekeeping in a hotel, they're gonna might be English. A lot of people that speak Spanish, but there's also Russian speakers and Chinese speakers, and so part of what you need is something that minimizes language, speaks the universal language of symbols, and rank and things like that. So Caroline and I have spent a good bit of time trying to look at a product that does what, say, an Uber has done, made it so that anybody can participate in this ecosystem, no matter whether their native tongue was English, but now they have to talk to people that might speak Spanish. That's okay. We'll either speak your language or we speak symbols that help us work together as a team to ultimately satisfy our customers, which could be English-speaking customers. It doesn't really matter.
Sure.
As long as the room's ready and it's done according to the brand standard or to the hotel itself's standard, that's what we want to have to do. We want it real time. Just like we all now, we go to a gas station and I want that bag of Twizzlers right now. It's there just in time. Manufacturers have done it. Why can't we do it at the hotel?
Now, how do you kind of show them the ROI for switching over? Because like you said, this has been done this way forever.
The first and foremost thing is guest satisfaction. Caroline and I has done a few posts for us showing what could show up online if for some reason a room's not done right or when it's not done on time. She's a heavy traveler as well as I am, both personally and in business. What happens when all of a sudden your room's not ready? What, in the past, you griped about it and then went on your way.
Right.
Today, we go to TripAdvisor. We go to Facebook, where everybody has a Facebook page. We rate it in stars. We give comments. That's one thing that you can show them is that you will can improve your customer satisfaction score out in the public, but also you can do it with your franchise. Say it's Marriott. Marriott's going to rank you, and it could be that if you're not doing so well as a GM or as a hotel ownership group, they might raise your fees or charge you a fine.
Right. There's a penalty for poor service in that world.
That's exactly right. The other thing, too, is you don't want to understaff or overstaff, and today they don't really know where to go. Now, we haven't really released our Evil Genius Phase 2 yet.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know if we'll talk about that today. I'm hoping you will prod me to do it, and then we'll accidentally squeal. But today, they don't really know who's doing what where. They don't know if one person's better than the other, or there's a better person to put on rooms that are suites, or that have two queen beds, or that one person's better when there's a checkout, or one person's better when there's a stayover. But in today's data-driven world, you want to know so you can put the right person on the right job. So that's the second thing, and they can automatically, we will show them that by being able to do that, you can get this person to do their 15 rooms instead of it taking 8 hours, it'll take 6 hours or 7 hours.
Because they have to, when they get to the room, they click the app, and then when they're done, they click it again, so they know.
Yeah, when you start, when you stop, finish. Exactly.
So then you can see how fast they are.
And also there's quality control, right? You can be fast and then really sloppy, or you can be slow and really good. And you want to optimize your housekeepers to a point where they're efficient, not necessarily, you know, every single pen is in the right place, but don't miss the coffee maker. Don't leave the coffee grounds in the coffee maker, you know, clean the
How do you tell the quality element? Is that after the fact if the customer complains, or is there a way to engage the customer as well?
Excellent question. So a lot of these hotels have supervisors that once they, and this is the beauty of the app, right? The housekeeper marks they've cleaned the room. It notifies the housekeeper supervisor. Supervisor goes in there, does their 24 point, or a full 25 point check on everything in the room, and they can mark, okay, this didn't get done, this isn't get done. Come back and do the room. They get dinged on that, and then the metrics help the housekeeper get better eventually.
Right.
And then if unfortunately, if they don't get better, they'll need to hire another one. But they can quickly weed out the good ones from the bad ones, and then get the mediocre ones up to standard. It's excellent. It's exciting.
It's like software development today if you hear about agile software development, it's all about iterative types of activities where you get better. And then you finish with a retrospective. What did we do right? What did we do wrong? How can we be better? Part of doing that is, in our application, is doing that. Only in this case, it's giving the person a rating. And that rating becomes a reputation that you can then use to better yourself. We all like gamification.
Right.
We all, Caroline is practically a professional runner. She's always trying to beat her personal best. And so we are building a way to help the housekeeper, as well as the GM of the hotel, to help that housekeeper improve their personal best.
And then if you gamify with incentives, that maybe they can make more money, or maybe they get prizes or things like that to keep them engaged and
There are incentives today at the current hotels, and they're not based on actual performance or actually doing a good job. They're based on the number of rooms that you cleaned, and they're not very good. So because they don't have the metrics.
It's a blunt instrument.
Yeah,
right now.
So we're talking to these managers to say, hey, why not use metrics and figure out how to actually reward your people for doing the job well.
I tell you, some of these hotel owners are the most impressive people you've ever met. There's a few here in Atlanta, and you meet with them, and first you're going to think, well, they somehow got a hotel and they're running it. And no, these guys are super smart. They pull out their spreadsheets, they're looking at data, and they're hungry for it, because a lot of these guys are, they've come out of like Caroline Engineering School.
Right.
They're used to using real numbers to solve their problems. The problem is they're not getting good numbers. Many times today, the same people who are doing this, the work out there in housekeeping where they're concerned about the quality, are the ones entering the data into their spreadsheets.
Right.
So the idea is to collect it passively. Mm-hmm. And then it becomes real and gives them a better way. See that you know, garbage in, garbage out. We want to help them get not garbage in, but good data in.
Right.
So they can really make their decisions better.
Now, is this out in the wild right now?
It is. It's out in the wild right now. We're in beta tests. Our first beta testers are here in Metro Atlanta. We're looking a little bit outside, but because we want to baby these testers, we're trying to keep it local. I'd also say Atlanta is the epicenter.
Yeah,
for the hotel
industry. Hotel stuff happening here.
Even bigger than that, there's a group called the Asian American Hotel Owners Association, and they're located here in Atlanta. Very influential group, but so also now we've developed a savvy ecosystem of owners, technology providers, much like it's happened in fintech and security. We want to be the leaders in this hospitality space and new technology. And with all the smart people here in Atlanta around it, perhaps there's a good match of industry and technology to make Atlanta truly the recognized epicenter of this industry.
Now, what's on the roadmap for you guys?
Ooh, yes. Thank you for asking, right? So we alluded to it earlier in this conversation about staffing. Hotels have their core housekeepers, but what happens when the Super Bowl comes? What happens when there's a big event that comes and they've got to staff up? What happens during the next American Girl conference? You know, even smaller events and the rooms staff up. So how do they get good quality people who are trained in their hotel, who they can hire for a day or 3 days or something and then move on? So that is our hope in phase two for our hotel. And I think that's truly the game changer, is the having housekeepers available on demand to be able to put it out on the app to say, hey, we need, you know, three extra people. You can come in and work, you know, 4 to 6 or, you know, 8 to 10, and then you can get paid, and it's really kind of on your own. It's kind of the Lyft experience.
Because the beauty of the app, I would think, from the housekeeper standpoint, is that data is collected about them. If they're a rock star, couldn't that be shared and followed? And then, like, I'd have a score now, a rating, and then I can say, look, I am good. I'm worth this because look at my score.
Absolutely.
That's exactly right. I tell you, when we were talking about this, we've talked about it for the last almost year. Mm-hmm. Go back a year before that, and I was describing it to my wife, and I said, you know, kind of like Uber. At Uber, I think that, you know, you look and see what your scores are, and you rate your driver. My wife says, you should go Uber drive to see what it's like. And I said, oh my gosh, I should. And I did.
The drivers rate the passengers. It's a two-way street.
The drivers rate the passengers, and the passengers rate
the drivers. Right.
Even more so, before you can become a driver, you have to submit to some background check. And that determines if you would be a good driver. They're going to make sure you have a license, a registration, nothing in a criminal background check that could potentially put you at risk with the other side, your riders. So I submitted to all that to feel what it was like. Mm-hmm. Then I went out and drove, and it was an amazing experience. So we are careful to talk about this, but we talk about Uberization of the hotel staff, particularly in housekeeping. And it's as important here as it is in Uber, because when we're in a hotel room, as guests, we leave our nice clothes.
Right, exactly. All our stuff. Sometimes our computers.
Computers and jewelry. Right. And I'm fortunate. I've never had anything happen. And I've knock on wood.
I haven't either.
That's yes. right. And Caroline and I have both been to parts of the world where there's a higher instance of theft of your goods. But you know, that's a testament today to how they do things. Again, it's very manual. They're calling up a staffing agency who manually does these background checks. And that reputation we spoke about doesn't necessarily carry with them. They have to re-credential sometimes right. every time. And so that's what we want. That's the secret sauce. That's the thing that we've been told, my gosh, you guys have already started the build of this. You're phase two. We need it now. And so we envision, I don't think we're going to envision being a rideshare application, but we do know that a lot of the people that are cleaning in these rooms, they would like extra time. And a lot of times it could be within the same hotel management or ownership right. group. They don't even know what Slack resources. One of the problems Carol and I saw earlier and what we heard about was finding people is difficult. Especially, imagine we're here in Sandy Springs or Dunwoody. We're in a hotel. We think we need someone to work over the weekend because we have someone sick. We go to our staffing agency. It takes them a week to find someone. By the way, we just missed out right there right. anyway. But let's say we could find them and they say, well, gosh, I'm way far away. I'm in West Cobb County. Oh my gosh, that's way far away. But the person wants the work. The hotel needs the person. They link up and guess what? They can't make it in time or it's too difficult because traffic's very difficult between here and there. We want to solve that. Again, match the right housekeeping person with the right hotel within the right radius of
distance. Right, because there could be in West Cobb an opportunity in the same family of hotels that you exactly. could solve and then just switch the person to the other hotel.
Exactly right. So, and it
just
could
utilize the resources more efficiently.
Absolutely. Now, we're not here to say we're trying to put the staffing agencies out of business because some of the ones out there are providing a valuable service. But in my opinion, it's potentially not hitting the mark because it's not real time. It's not now.
Right.
Whereas when you need a ride with Uber, you don't need it tomorrow.
Right.
You want it now. And so we want to bring that now. To the hotel business and let them be able to have flex staff.
We're all about real time, right? So right. it's not about we don't want to become a staffing agency, absolutely not. But we want to, if you need a worker for a day, we want to help you find that on demand person.
Right. And now, in this beta test that you're at now, are you finding the housekeepers, are they enjoying utilizing this, or what feedback are you getting from the housekeepers?
They say it's just the most. It's simple. Super easy. That's all I have to do. Mm-hmm. Those kinds of words. And for us, that's just warming. Because
does it make their job easier in any way?
They still have to be housekeepers.
Right.
So we're not necessarily helping them with some of the physicality, but
just logistically, like, is it easier for them to do what they have to do because they're doing it in, like, you're helping them with the order of things, right?
That's exactly right. Some of the things that I think we could do to help their lives even more, and we'll learn as we go, is perhaps if we know the layout of the hotel and we know where the linen cabinet is. Mm-hmm. We hear a lot about there being injuries because they have to use their knees a lot. Caroline spoke about the Fitbit steps.
Right.
Well, but there's also reaching and taking, and if we could help them more logistically know when to load towels onto the cart.
Right.
Many times these are people that are old.
Right.
Working, say, in Florida, where it's a job after retirement. How can we help them still do a great job, but also protect them from injury? So this could be a financial benefit that we've not yet calculated.
Right.
For the owner, even more so for that employee. And if you think about it, making their jobs better, whether that's helping their move through the hotel better, get their job more quickly, it means they're happier. And if they're happier, they don't leave as much. And that churn is a very expensive proposition for the hotel owner.
Right. Especially if you can get the gamification where they're incented, they can make a little extra money and bonus based on their skill and their effort and their talent, then that's going to be more emotionally rewarding. I would imagine they would stick around longer.
Boy, I tell you, if you've ever been in a call center, and many times those are people who it's a first job out, or perhaps they're being retrained, but in the call centers, they put up on wall boards who's in first place and who's in second place and who's ready to get that gift card for the week or for the month.
Right.
And so but we also know we have to be careful there because there are still labor laws around the country and they're different by state or even right. municipality.
But you're going to be working with the hotels to customize it to their needs, right?
Exactly. And that's the beauty of working with an agile startup right now.
Right.
All right. Where can our listeners go to learn more, have a conversation with you guys or somebody on your team about this?
www.roomsdone.com, roomsdone.com. Or look up Tidy Hotel in iOS or Android.
Right. So and the, as well, app, the person is the housekeeper or the hotel can download the app or both?
Both, yes.
And we also have a Facebook page. Just look up Rooms Done on Facebook. And we also have a Twitter feed, Rooms Done, R-O-M-S-D-O-N-E. And we'd love for people to come out, pose questions, tweet about it, and come to our Facebook page. Look at our... Caroline's put a number of posts up in our blog. We want to hear about the problems people are having, and we want to be able to respond and get the conversation going.
But right now, you need hotels to test this still? Are you looking for more beta hotels to put this out in the wild? What do you need right now?
Two. We do have some testers we're looking at because we want to test at all the various brands, Marriott, IHG, and Hilton, particularly here in the United States, where we're focused, and in Atlanta in particular. But we're ready to go. Applications bulletproof, works great. There's a few features we know we need to have, and we want to hear what feedback we can get on how we can do them.
So any hotel out there you want to have a conversation with?
Absolutely. All of them. And we'll put together incentives, particularly if they can give us the feedback back to help it be the perfect app for them.
If you want to email us directly, steve@roomsdone.com or caroline@roomsdone.com.
Well, this has been a fascinating conversation to me. I had no idea, but as the conversation was unfolding, it just makes all the sense in the world. This is going to be providing tremendous benefit to all the constituencies that you describe. It keep up the good work.
Thank you.
And it's so much fun being in the mobile world. It just is. We all look at it as consumers, but more and more business is looking for ways to use mobile and IoT and wireless as a way to make their worlds better. And so we're excited to bring it to this industry.
All right. Until next time, this is Stone Payton for Lee Cantor. Our guests this afternoon, Caroline Dunn and Steve Youngblood, and everyone here at the Business Radio X family saying we'll see you in the fast lane.